Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, what a turnout. What a turnout in Missoula, and then what a turnout in Hamilton, Montana, on Saturday. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott rallying alongside Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy on Saturday in western Montana. Ben Shapiro, the great Ben Shapiro, is going to be in the Flathead tomorrow. That should be an incredible event as well. But I did a write-up on our Montana Talks website with some photos that I took at the Missoula rally with Tim Scott and Tim Sheehy, and then I did an interview with both of them as well. But one of the things that stood out to me is, look at the turnout in Missoula. Normally, if you want to get a good turnout for a Republican rally in Missoula, you got to draw people from the Bitterroot. You got to hope that maybe people come down from north of Missoula as well. They had a separate event in Hamilton, meaning that normally you might hope that people would drive up from Hamilton or Stevensville to go to Missoula to see somebody like a Tim Scott. But they had big turnout at both events. In fact, I just got a message on our Montana Talks app from Jeff in Victor, Montana, there in the Bitterroot Valley. He says this: I was former South Carolina Army National Guard and impressed with the turnout in Hamilton. I didn't get an opportunity to greet and thank Tim Scott, but I thoroughly enjoyed him getting down in the crowd and preaching. Everyone I spoke to seemed to appreciate his boldness. Jeff, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, wasn't that powerful? I actually shared a tweet that was getting some good traction over the weekend. I shared a photograph of Tim Scott. What was really cool about the Tim Scott rally in Missoula is that Tim Scott, you know, there was a podium, there was a stage with a microphone. Tim Scott took the microphone off the podium. He stepped down from the stage, and he just walked down the aisles, and he looked people in the eye, and he spoke directly to people. And, man, at one point it was like, oh, yeah, he was like a Southern Baptist preacher rallying the faithful, just over 2 weeks before Election Day here in Montana, talking about how important Montana is, talking about how important your vote is. But at one point he asked for all the veterans in the room to stand up, and they stayed standing as he walked down the aisles and looked them in the eye, shook their hands, and continued his message about how important Montana is. Very powerful moment at the Tim Scott rallies. You could see why he quickly became a national figure on the national stage, from being a South Carolina senator to then quickly getting a lot of national attention. It was great to see him in Missoula this weekend. All right, phone lines are open for you. 406-294-0970. If you got something you want to talk about, and then I've got a guest coming up around 8:40. We'll keep the phone lines open once again heading into the 9 o'clock hour of the show. Plus, I'll have highlights of my conversation with Tim Scott and Tim Sheehy, and a lot more to talk about. All right, things are starting to move quick. Things are moving very fast now. Less than 3 weeks to go until Election Day here in Montana. And really, all eyes are on Montana. Well, maybe they shifted a little bit, but huge elections here in Montana heading into November. A lot of you have already voted, but you still want to be heard across Montana, because you know some people are just now starting to pay attention. Well, they're going to be paying attention to you when you call in to Montana Talks. We take you statewide every Monday through Friday, 9 to 10.
Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app. Mix and match 5 or more on Powerade, Campbell's Soup, Bar S, Franks, and more for 99 cents each with your card. Then get tender, fresh Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.29 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's jump right into the phone lines here. We've got a few callers already on the phone lines this morning. 406-294-0970 is the number for you. Gary in Billings first up. What's going on, Gary? What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. Thanks for taking my call. When you didn't come on the radio today, I got worried that George Soros bought the radio station.
Yeah, I think the FM or the AM signal in Billings, I think, was having some troubles. It's probably the gangbanger drug addicts out there trashing the transmitter again, if I were a betting man.
Well, anyway, what I wanted to call your attention to is the articles in the Billings Gazette on Sunday. And, you know, it was one about the park ranger that fined Tim for shooting off his gun wounded. And the other one was, you have to pull this one up. It shows him in a shirt with a patch on his shoulder. And the next article, it's not there. So he's lying about, you know, whatever the patch is supposed to represent. He took it off.
Who's lying about whatever patch? Who is this?
Well, Tim Sheehy is according. Shows his picture.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's all in color.
So basically, the liberal Billings Gazette is desperately trying to bash Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy 2 weeks before the election because they're still trying to prop up John Tester. They still fail to ask any tough questions of John Tester. That's kind of the point.
Yeah, but I mean, it just goes to show you how desperate they are. I mean, these articles are all in color. Just full-page articles and how that park ranger fined him $500 for discharging a weapon in the park.
You know what's funny about and what you hit the you had the exact word spot on there, Gary. Desperate. This whole story shows how desperate. I know you were having trouble picking up the radio station this morning, but go to MontanaTalks.com. You'll see that very word in this headline. Desperate liberal Montana media trots out the same fake news. We remember this story when they trotted it out, what, 6 months ago? When was that? Let's see, May, June, July, August, September, October. Yeah, 6 months ago they trotted out this fake news hit piece. The New York Times, the Washington Post. I think it was the Washington Post that did this phony hit piece on Tim Sheehy back in April. But when you read the actual story and the facts of the matter, it actually makes you think even more highly of Tim Sheehy, especially if you're a veteran. The story proves that Tim Sheehy literally took a bullet for his men. And the Democrats thought that this would be a good hit piece on Tim Sheehy. And now, what is the liberal media doing? The liberal media, including the liberal TV stations here in Montana, they're saying, oh, well, now there's new information that has come to light. What do they claim is their new information? The never-Trumper Democrat partisan hack who launched this phony attack against Tim Sheehy is now stepping forward. Oh, give me a break. So they're claiming, oh, well, we can now tell you who the park ranger is behind this attack. We told you 6 months ago who this never-Trumper partisan Democrat hack is. This peach guy. We told you that story 6 months ago, but here's the fake news media 2 weeks before the election trying to do some sort of October surprise, pretending this is something new. Laura Loomer called this guy out 6 months ago. Jack Posobiec called this guy out 6 months ago. And you remember that whole story? What ended up happening? The Democrats thought they had the kill shot on Tim Sheehy with this story. They thought they were going to sink his campaign. Instead, what happened? Tim Sheehy got even more popular after that story came out. So good job, liberal media. Way to kick the hornet's nest once again. Way to piss off veterans in Montana by falsely attacking Tim Sheehy's military service. Bronze Star for Valor and Purple Heart veteran. Chris in Manhattan next up. Chris, what's going on?
Hey. not born in Montana, I don't see how you can vote for Tester.
Even if you were born in Montana.
His campaign commercial says if you're not from here, you're not one of us.
Yeah.
So it's like out-of-staters may not vote for him.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, isn't it? He's trashing anybody simply for where they were born, even though John Tester, even though John Tester bought, you know, $1 million-plus property in Washington, D.C., John Tester has abandoned Montana. But if you moved here from somewhere else, he's attacking you. So why would 48% of Montanans vote for the guy?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a good point.
All right. Well, thanks, Aaron.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for the call. Yeah, good to hear from you. I heard this in a Victor Davis Hanson podcast that 48% of Montanans weren't even born in Montana. Now, there's some Montanans that you weren't born in Montana, but you've got family that goes back multiple generations. Maybe you happen to be born in another state because your parents had to take a job or they were in the military, so you moved around a little bit, but maybe your family goes back several generations. I mean, Steve Daines is a perfect example of that. The guy, you know, went to school in Bozeman. He graduated from Montana State University. He worked in Bozeman. His family goes back to the homesteading era. But just because he wasn't born in Montana, the Democrats always try to just attack him over it. It's just silly. All right. Quick break, back to more phone calls right after this.
Corey's. Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app. Mix and match five or more on Powerade, Campbell's Soup, Bar S, Franks, and more for 99 cents each with your card. Then get tender, fresh Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.29 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, quick heads up. Go to mountainstatespolicy.org if you're in the Billings area. Kim Strassel with the Wall Street Journal is going to be the keynote speaker for an event Tuesday night at the DoubleTree Hotel in Billings for the Mountain States Policy Institute here. Go to mountainstatespolicy.org, click on the events button. Now here's the deal. The tickets for this event are pretty pricey, but for our Montana Talks listeners, I've got a promo code that you can use to get a free ticket to the dinner. A free ticket to the dinner. Here's the promo code. Again, you go to mountainstatespolicy.org, click events. The code is free markets, and you can get a ticket to that dinner with Kim Strassel from the Wall Street Journal. So, check that out. All right, let's see. 2940970 is the number for you. Sorry, I'm coordinating a few different things here, and I'm getting messages coming in. It looks like our AM transmitter in the Billings area is back up and running hot. So I know we had a bunch of people calling in. Hey, we're out in Bridger. How come we're not hearing you right now? So thanks for those heads up to our friends out in Bridger, Montana, and elsewhere. But yeah, back into the phone lines we go here. 2940970. We've got Lee in Kalispell next up. What's going on, Lee?
Yeah, so this is about an early event. I got two things, actually. One's an early event about voting early. When they call you up, you just say, I've already voted. They won't bother you again. And two, this deals with the Mendez brothers. Now, supposedly, they want to lose because they're saying that the father abused him somehow. Maybe he said no too many times. Who knows? But what does that have to do with them killing their mother?
Yeah, I don't know the story there. Is there like a Netflix series out about the Menendez brothers? Was that from back in the early 2000s or the 90s? I'm not familiar.
No, this was actually, they're trying to release them now.
Yeah, but the case was from a long time ago, right?
yeah, they're in adults now, of course, and I heard they're trying to release them.
Yeah, you know, I don't know too much about that case myself. So I couldn't really weigh in on what happened or not. The limited information that I've seen about it, though, is it sounds like just a tragedy all around. So these brothers murdered their own parents, right? Which is just tragic and shocking. But it sounds like they're one of the lines that Nancy in Roundup has used before, which is a great line. She's referred to Hollywood as Holly Weird. Nancy in Roundup has referred to Hollywood as Holly Weird. Again, what limited information I've read and heard about that case, it sounds like the parents of those boys were caught up in some nasty Holly Weird type of stuff that you know, filtered into their home life. And it just sounds like a sad, tragic, sickening story all the way around. So, yeah, I don't know if I would necessarily, take the defense of the parents in that case. But again, you know, I don't know the whole story. I don't know the whole facts, but I just know Hollywood. It's amazing to me when you see people that can survive Hollywood, that can survive the music industry, that can survive the entertainment industry and still come out, you know, frankly, just normal people, right? Because there's just so much, you know, Holly Weird influence out there. You know, the kids and the way they're treated in Hollywood so often, it's just crazy stuff. All right, Lee, thanks for the call. Let's go next to Francis in Big Fork. Francis, what's going on?
Oh, hi. Hey. There?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know what happened there. But anyhow, I was at... Well, Shapiro will be here tomorrow.
Yep.
In the Kalispell area. And so I just wanted to get that out. And I was talking about Israel. You know, it's terrible when our government betrays our friends, you know, by letting out information against them. We're getting really low and rotten. And like with Tester, his ads, you know. There's so many lies. A lot of people just turn them off, all of us Republicans. But, you know, he should be ashamed of himself for lying like that.
He should be, but, you know, he's got so much power and he's made so much money in Washington, D.C. He's desperate to maintain that money and the power, money and the power.
Well, he can stay there.
He will. He'll go to K Street. Everybody says, let's send him back to the farm. John Tester uses the photo op farm for photo ops. He ain't going back to the farm. He's going to stay in D.C. He's going to go to the Bistro Cacao. He's going to go to K Street and make even more money than he's already making right now. Hey, Francis, I got to ask you, were you surprised? So for people who haven't heard the story, whether by hack or by leak, the United States is reportedly probing how secret intelligence was leaked to Iran. Were you surprised?
Isn't that sickening?
It's sickening, but were you surprised at all that this happened in the current regime?
No.
Me neither. Yeah, for those who haven't seen the story yet, I think this probably just got reported. Rich Edson reporting from the White House for Fox News. Whether by hack or by leak, the United States is reportedly probing how its secret intelligence outlining Israeli preparations for an attack on Iran surfaced on a Telegram channel linked to Tehran. Now, none of us are, of course, surprised that operatives working for the current regime, working for our current federal government, under Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, none of us are surprised one bit that somebody would leak classified information concerning our friends in Israel, and they would leak it to their friends in Iran. They have been propping up this Iranian regime. They allowed the oil money to flow to this Iranian regime. They have been questioning Israel at every stinking turn since the October 7th of last year, terrorist attacks against Israel, the worst attack on Jewish civilians since the Holocaust. You've had senior administration officials for the Biden administration, for the Biden-Harris regime, who got busted. They got busted basically spying for the Iranian regime. And now there's a new report. Well, apparently there was information about Israel that was leaked to Tehran. Well, golly, big surprise there. Have you not been paying attention to this regime and what they've been doing to throw our friends under the bus and to prop up America's enemies? It's just been time and time again. Francis, thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Here was another story that caught my eye here from Fox News Radio. I was reading through their rundown earlier this morning because several of our affiliates are Fox News Radio affiliates, so I'll get, you know, a rundown of all the Fox News Radio stories that they're covering for the day. Here's this one. Sex trafficking of minors is being called, quote, one of the fastest growing criminal enterprises in the United States. And a Texas-based nonprofit tells Fox News it's only getting worse due to the border crisis. The group, Shepherd's Watch, works to track sex trafficking rings and gather the intel law enforcement needs to take these suspected predators down. The president of the group, Shepherd's Watch, Stacy Montgomery, listen to this. Listen to these numbers here. She says roughly 90% of online sex ads are for migrant victims, with many sites dedicated to Latino or Hispanic girls. She showed Fox News what is displayed on some of these sites, explaining that it's like, quote, ordering pizza by giving people a menu to choose from. The Homeland Security Investigations Office in Dallas tells Fox News that the illicit proceeds earned from sex trafficking is second only to narcotics. But these woke liberals on the left, oh, they claim to care about migrants. They claim to care about these people. They think that by flooding the southern border of the United States with illegal aliens and with Mexican drug cartel operatives, they claim that they care more about people than you do, despite the crime and the harm that they cause right here in Montana. Mexican drug cartels operating in the Gallatin Valley. Mexican drug cartels targeting Native American women. And now we read that 90% of online sex ads are from migrant victims, deliberately targeting Latino or Hispanic girls. And then you wonder why more and more Americans, more and more Hispanic Americans, more and more Latinos and Latinas are voting for Donald J. Trump right now. That's every time I hear these woke left liberals pretend to care more about people, it's like, okay, why don't you take your little refugee program that you're running to traffic more people into Montana? Why don't you take all of the folks that are a part of your organization, and why don't you go out to the Crow Reservation and talk to the families who have lost kids or grandkids from fentanyl, or talk to the people that have been targeted by the Mexican drug cartels. Go tell them how nice you are. Go tell them how much you care. Go tell them about why you support all of the people flooding across our southern border. You want to pat yourself on the back and pretend to care more about people than the rest of us? Well, then, you know, go tell that to the people who are suffering from the very programs that you're out there promoting. All right, let's see. I think we got a guest coming up right after this, but don't worry. A few minutes after that, we can get back to your phone call starting at 8:50 and then into the 9 o'clock hour as well.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. Let me sneak in a quick phone call here. I think we should be getting our guest on the phone line here in just a second. But Tim in Billings, I was going to try to sneak you on before the break, but then we ran out of time. What's going on, Tim?
That's all right, Aaron. I need to do it quick. Good morning. So I have a newfound, complete and utter respect for the honesty from Kamala Harris. When she said the other day to that rally attendee that said Jesus Christ is Lord, that they were at the wrong rally, she was absolutely right. How tolerant of her. This is a party of tolerance, right? And they all have their coexist bumper stickers. I think they should scrape that T that this cross resembles off the end and it says coexist.
Yeah, wasn't that crazy? Because you could very clearly hear in the audio that these two young men, they yelled out, Christ is King, Jesus is Lord, something to that effect. And then Kamala Harris mocks them and says, I think you're at the wrong rally. And the crowd just roars. And it was like, ooh, wow, not the look you want to have with a little over 2 weeks before Election Day, right?
Absolutely not. I mean, that has got to be political suicide. I mean, I know that most of us know that 30 or 40% of evangelical Christians don't vote. But if you're not voting, that is what you're voting for by not voting. You are voting for that, somebody who doesn't believe that, somebody who's going to mock your religion, somebody who's going to push for abortion up to and possibly after the moment of birth, if you don't vote. If you're a Christian and you're voting, great. Vote for who you want to vote for. If you're a Christian and you're not voting, that's who you're voting for by your absence. Get out and vote.
All right. Well, Tim, great to hear from you. Thanks for calling in. We'll get back to more of your phone calls here in about another 10 minutes or so. But we do have a guest joining us now on the program. This is something else crazy that's on the ballots here in Montana this November. It's just in the Bozeman area. It's just in Bozeman. But like we always say, Montana Democrats are notorious for taking a bad idea from California and then trying to bring it to Montana. That's what the Montana Democrats always do. Aaron Haas is the director of the American Recyclable Plastic Bag Alliance. Aaron, thanks for joining us here on Montana Talks.
Awesome. Great to be here, Aaron. Thank you.
So, yeah, I saw this first pop up, a couple months ago or so. They were trying to get this ban on plastic bags on the ballot in Bozeman. And even though Bozeman is a very liberal city, they couldn't get enough signatures to get it on the ballot. So instead, they go to some liberal judge to force it on the ballot. So that's the whole reason this thing even got on the ballot in Bozeman in the first place, right?
Yeah, it's a shame they didn't reach the signature requirement. But as you know, judges are the last line of defense, and it was a smart move on their part, right, Aaron? They waited to the end. So the county and the town of Bozeman would already print the ballots with the ballot question on there. That would, you know, hurt mom and pop stores all over Bozeman.
Let's see. Forbes.com has this headline, California style bag ban on the ballot in Bozeman. Why do you think these radical leftists in Bozeman are pushing this? I'm sure that there's people that are profiting just from the political campaign to push this in the first place. But why do you think they're pushing this in Bozeman in particular right now?
Well, it's a couple of things. We're seeing this across the country in bluish towns and cities and more reddish leaning, purpley leading states. It's not a lot, you know, there's a lot of vacationers there. There's a lot of people buying homes there from California, Utah, Nevada, and moving out of California. So I think they're just trying to, you know, place their views and values, into Montana without ever actually living there. It's very, very unfortunate. But we do see a pattern of this happening in other states across the country, in bluish-type cities and reddish states. So it's just they want to attack. At the end of the day, I think they want to go, attack oil and gas, and this is their way to do it. They see plastic bags and straws, as the devil in the environment, and this is their way to do it.
It was funny when I first mentioned this story as they were trying to get this on the ballot. To begin with, I had listeners all across the state. I was amazed at how many people wanted to talk about this story. And one of the responses they had was, oh, the same people that wanted to ban paper bags are now the people that want to ban plastic bags. And I guess what? Go back to paper bags? And then, oh, if it rains or snows in Bozeman, your groceries are just going to fall out in the middle of the street while you're trying to carry them down the street. And or you can carry one of those dirty canvas bags that you have to use over and over again. We've all seen those as well, right?
No, absolutely. And, you know, I'm from a inclement weather state. The paper bags, they're great, but they don't hold up, you know, if it's raining, snowing, sleeting. But honestly, Aaron, this ordinance, it also bans straws and stirrers and polystyrene foam takeout bags, takeout containers. So, you know, it just goes over the line, I think, of what they're trying to do. Nobody wants to see plastic waste. We certainly don't. My members provide American jobs. They're innovators. They create jobs in their respective states, and we don't want to see that, you know, but we don't want those non-woven polypropylene cloth-like bags being imported from China, and that's really what's going to happen when if this ordinance is passed in November.
If you had to break it down in like 30 seconds, like a 30-second elevator pitch, if you were in Bozeman right now and you ran into somebody downtown and you had 30 seconds to tell them why they should vote against this plastic ban, what would you tell them?
I would say one thing, you know, this usurps the legislature's power. Years ago, you know, Montana signed into law, you know, a preemption that would not allow locals to do a patchwork of local bans because it's confusing to consumers and confusing to small businesses. This ordinance flies in the face of what the legislative intent was back with that preemption legislation. So, you know, it's one thing if it's the will of the people and they obtained enough signatures, but they didn't. You know, they had to go to a judge to do it. So I just think it's underhanded.
Yeah, and then you mentioned the impacts on small businesses. Yeah, it's easy for somebody who doesn't own a small business to think, yeah, I don't want plastic. First off, I think it was funny when they wanted to ban plastic straws, and now they have these plastic lids at these coffee shops that have more plastic in them than the straw had. And I was like, okay, cool. I frankly don't like to use straws anyway unless I'm stirring a beverage. But so I like the big plastic lid with the lip on it myself. But it's just like let the market dictate this stuff. Let these business owners decide what's best for their small business. What could the impacts potentially be on these restaurants, on these grocery stores, and a lot of these mom-and-pop shops in Bozeman in particular?
I mean, that makes it tough for them, right? Takeaway food, or people go into the drive-thru. I was just there playing golf in Bozeman a couple months ago, and I was driving around thinking, wow, how is this going to work? You know, I mean, you guys have a culture of folks that a lot of people work outside, a lot of ranchers, a lot of construction folks. If they get their takeout food, it's usually in polystyrene or in a plastic bag. I mean, that affects everyone's daily activities at the end of the day.
Well, and especially in Bozeman, I mean, good luck finding a seat in a lot of the restaurants right now, because especially, you know, in the tourist season. So you get takeout because you can't wait in line for an hour to get a seat at some of the restaurants because they're just overflowing with customers. And then on top of that, what's it ultimately going to do? It's going to raise prices. It's going to cause more inflation for groceries, for restaurants. We're already getting hammered with 24% increase in restaurant inflation in the last 3+ years. Montana's inflation alone is 22%. So basically, these liberals in Bozeman are saying, no, we want you to spend even more on food and groceries.
Absolutely. At the end of the day, it all comes down to the poor consumer just trying to make ends meet, you know, and it's not fair. Paper bags are way more expensive to purchase, and they take up more space. And not everyone can afford to, you know, to buy a non-woven, you know, cloth-like bag. Those are expensive, you know, and so plastic is great. It's reusable. It's recyclable. And it's made here in America. So those are all great things.
All right. Aaron Haas, director of the American Recyclable Plastic Bag Alliance. Great to have you on the show. About 30 seconds to go. How can people get a hold of you or your crew if they want to, you know, get involved in combating this California-style plastic ban in Bozeman?
Sure. They can send me a note. Our website is arpba.com. It's the American Recyclable Plastic Bag Alliance. Shoot me a note, and I can give you my email offline. And if anyone wants to help out or has a question, I can certainly connect with them.
All right. Well, great to catch up with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Yeah, with so many big topics on the ballot, you know, the most important U.S. Senate race in the country, Supreme Court elections that are massive here in Montana, every statewide office up for re-election, et cetera. Yeah, this is one of those things that they're trying to sneak through in Bozeman that could raise costs significantly. Aaron, again, thanks for your time. Quick break. We'll get back to your phone calls right after this. I hope Jake in Billings was able to stick with us on the phone lines. If so, Jake, you'll be up right after this, first up on the phone lines.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
In the back of my mind, I'm always thinking, what is the deep state? What is big tech? You know, what is the state-run media mob, you know, have in store for Donald Trump in these final 18 days? You just never know. And after all we've been through in 16 and 20, you know, like, for example, with Hunter Biden's laptop in 2020, 51 former intel officials say it looks like Russian propaganda. They didn't even look at the laptop. They just got a call from Winkin' Tony Blinken, and Joe Biden desperately needed a talking point to say, oh, it has all the markings of Russian disinformation. The strategy, the closing argument for the Democrats now is, I hate Trump. Trump is the embodiment of evil. Or Joyless Behar, Trump is a fascist. He wants to send in the military to kill liberals. No, he doesn't.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Hey, everyone. Biden may have dropped out of the race, but he's not done just yet. Will he jam through his hidden tax trap at the last second, right before he goes, where he could raid your retirement funds, supercharge your income taxes, increase utility and gas prices, and inflate costs on things you need to live? Some or all of this could affect you or your family in one way or another. So if you want to wait and see, you may as well kiss your retirement savings goodbye. The good news is you can get prepared, but you better hurry. Reach out to GoldCo today to learn how precious metals could help you protect yourself and your family. They're offering you a free 2024 gold and silver kit, plus up to a 10% instant match and bonus silver on qualified accounts. All you have to do is visit HannityGold.com, HannityGold.com. Your retirement funds, income taxes, gas prices could all be affected. Visit HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com.
Paid for by GoldCo.
/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
Oh, man, this is hysterical. So, I missed it. I was driving back from Missoula, but I did get a note from Greg Franks in Billings with the Summit Cigar Lounge crew. They did a Trump Sheehy flotilla / parade. They did like a Trump vehicle parade, a Donald Trump Tim Sheehy parade, I'll bet it was pretty wild. I was looking at some of the photos and some of the video from it. But Jake in Billings, were you there for it? Did you see the flotilla go past?
I did see it go past. It was awesome. Wanted to say that, you know, as I was reading an article, I think it was this morning, that about 3% of the election, or the people that are going to vote, the electorate, is undecided right now. So people have so much passion and energy for the people that they're going to vote for. But then to be passed on Broadwater by a convertible, an old Cadillac, I don't even know, maybe, Aaron, maybe you might know what year that Cadillac might be. But that Cadillac goes by convertible, big old boat convertible, and in the passenger seat is a gorilla, not a real gorilla, somebody in a gorilla outfit, but a gorilla holding a Trump 2024 flag and just plastered. That whole car was plastered with Tim Sheehy signs and, you know, just getting people out there to vote. So that energy is out there. And the reaction, I decided to follow them for a little while as they were going down Broadwater. I think they even went to Costco, believe it or not, went through the parking lot of Costco. But the reactions that they were getting, I would say probably 80%, maybe even more than that, of the reactions were people honking their horn, people putting their fist in the air, as Trump did when he got shot that first time. And, you know, it was incredible to see people. There were also people that would, you know, you might have to use your imagination, but telling you you're number one by giving you the one single finger out the window.
Well, that shows the enthusiasm that's out there, right? That shows, you know, the fact that people will get dressed up and decorate their vehicles and get out there. I mean, it just shows the enthusiasm that's out there right now for Trump and for Tim Sheehy.
Absolutely. You know, I remember when VP Pence, and I can't remember what play he went to. It was just after the election back in 16. And he went to a play and was booed. He, you know, they announced that he was there. He was booed, everything else. And he turned to who I believe was his son at the time. Well, still his son, but younger son at the time. And he said, "That right there is the sound of freedom." I told my kid the same thing. I said, I love the fact that somebody can ride around being a little goofy in a convertible Cadillac and have all these Trump signs and honking and making a big deal out of it. And that people can also, you know, voice their opinion by throwing their middle finger out the window all at the same time. That's freedom. We live in such a great country that we could both do that, and neither one of us have a fear of getting in trouble.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, Jake, great to hear from you. Thanks so much for calling in. I only got about a minute or so to go here. Let's go to Robert in Livingston. Let me make sure I got the right phone line queued up. Yeah, Robert, is it Livingston? No, Robert in Bozeman. What's your thoughts on this plastic ban they're trying to push?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we got like a minute to go, so go for it.
Okay, so, I mean, these plastics are bad, right? Like, that's the whole point of it. I think the canvas bag thing makes sense. That's what most countries do. I get that, like, you know, just saying, like, no, none of these plastics, like, but, like, you know, that's going to, like, cause a little bit of screw-ups and here and there. But, like, you know, they're really bad for everybody.
So do you use a canvas bag when you go grocery shopping right now?
I try to, yeah.
What do you mean you try to? You just told us how bad plastic is, and yet you're not using a canvas bag every time you go shopping. But you want to force everybody else to use what you want them to use, but you don't even use it yourself?
Well, so here's the deal, right? Like, you know, if you have to purchase a bag, if you forget a bag, or you have to grab a box, I don't see a problem with that.
Okay, but again, like, you're trying to force people to do something you yourself are not even doing. Must be another John Tester voter. Sounds like another John Tester voter. Ding.